Good morning.
Hi.
June 17th, 2017, 8:37 a.m. It's been a while since I've talked to you. So the last few days, we've been running around kind of dealing and the biggest problem was that one of our cats got out. And you would think, well, okay, a cat got outside, fine. In terms of distraction, it was about an 8.5 on the Richter scale in terms of the upheaval that occurred with people coming up with plans and ideas of how we're going to catch the cat and we're going to find the cat. I was about to go over and get a have-a-heart trap, one of the big ones, and put his food in it. I figured we'd probably catch every cat in the neighborhood at least once. And eventually we would catch him. But somebody had a better idea, which was to leave the patio door open. Just a bit, just like 3 or 4 inches. And the challenge with that was that we had 2 other cats that we didn't want to get out. Listen to me, I sound Canadian. Out. So we took the 2 cats, who under normal circumstances are fighting to sleep with us in the bedroom. We took them to bed with us. Closed the door. And of course, the door closed. They just wanted to get out. And so we didn't get much sleep last night. There have been several nights that have been, if not sleepless, then darn near. Which doesn't help matters in any case. But we left the door open, just a snudge. And around 2:30, cats went wild. And they were already being a pain in the butt, but cats went wild. We're wandering around trying to figure out what we're going to do about the cats. When we hear just outside the bedroom door, row, row. And sure enough, he'd come in. So my wife scooted out and closed the door. And there was much jubilation. I went back to bed. I went back to bed and slept till 6, which you will understand is unusual for me. So now we have the cats hissing at each other because he's been gone for 3 or 4 days. As far as they're concerned, he's a new cat. He smells funny. But he's home. And so a great weight has been lifted. The rending of garments and tearing of hair has largely ceased. But before that, last night I burned out the treadmill. To be fair, this was a light-duty treadmill. I wasn't meant to be doing 5 or 6 miles a day on it, which is what, between my wife and I, is what we were doing. And it's an old treadmill. It wasn't used for years, and then all of a sudden, we're using it a lot. Yeah, that's not gonna work. So it's bundled up. It's disconnected. We gotta get it out of the basement. call 1-800-GUT-JUNK and have them come carted away, along with the vacuum cleaner that died. Same week. And we also have to deal with the fact that the emissions inspectors won't open the hood of the car with a broken hood latch. The hood latch is perfectly operable, it's just not operable from inside the vehicle. So we're trying to figure out, do we have to trade the car because we can't get the hood off? Which seems extreme. And we've got the local garage trying to track down the pieces and parts that they need to repair. I'd like to put a manual latch on, but I don't know if that's even possible. All of which isn't contributing a great deal to my wife's blood pressure problems. At least the swellings have started to subside. The water buildup has finally started responding to the medication, so. Pick up the pace. I'm lagging my 120 beat. So, yeah, I don't know what we're going to do about the treadmill. I need to replace it. Weight-wise, I'm down to 175. Well, still almost 176, but first three numbers are 175. I'm on the last notch of my belt. And the push-ups and leg lifts and crunches and all that have started to help a great deal. Still need to find my 2-liter, my 1-liter water bottles. I haven't ever remembered them when I gone to the grocery store. And all of the... We don't do water bottles here in the house anymore, so... I don't have any to call on. Oh, they replaced it. The monk post. I haven't walked for 4 days. I haven't walked outside for 4 days. I have walked inside. I've got my... Well, last night was only 1 mile before it died. But I did some glucose testing. It was 147 before I got on the treadmill. It was 118 when I got off. So 30 points in a mile. That brand new post. It's beautimous. Say it with me. Monk post. Am I hearing a skateboard or am I hearing roofers? I think it's roofers. I thought it was a skateboard. I kept hearing this chugga 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 chugga. Like skateboard trucks going over the cracks in the sidewalk. Getting closer to it. Anyway, so I got a bunch of stuff I gotta do today, not the least of which is go. My wife started shopping for a new treadmill because, as much as she doesn't really like the noise, she actually does like having the treadmill. Not having to go outside, not having to deal with the elements, and being able to watch YouTube videos while she's doing it. And I really want to encourage her to continue that. So we're going to go to Sears. They're having a Father's Day sale. And being a father, there's not really anything I want for Father's Day, so a new treadmill. Perhaps a little bit of an upgrade. I'd really like to have one of those lifestyles that we had in Baltimore. But those units are like $5,000. But what a difference. Holy crap. Good solid beds. No, the noise was doable. The noise was not terrible. The noise in this one is not terrible. Once you get used to it, it's no louder than the dishwasher. It's no louder than the washing machine. And 4 miles a day is pretty easy, regardless of what's happening outside. 2 miles in the morning, 2 miles in the evening. And at 4 miles a day, at 3 miles an hour. Morning. Doesn't have quite the same feel. I want to try to get out because it's not even 9 o'clock and it's already hot. Sky's opening up. It's burning off. It was largely cloudy and overcast, but sun is now into blue sky. Temperature was 60 degrees, but with the sun on me, it's a whole lot hotter. And the air-conditioned basement is always the same temperature. I need to pick up the pace a little bit. 3 miles an hour is less than what I'm doing here. at 120 beats per minute. So two steps a second. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Yeah. Three beats a second. It's a little bit faster than a two steps a second. It's a little bit faster than 3 miles an hour. It's like 3.3, 3.4. It's not as fast as 4 miles an hour. This is interesting. Why are they here? True Green. I got my second exam for the Royal Manticorian Navy. I have to take that soon. I don't want to take them more than one a week. They turn around real fast. I passed the other one 100%. Anyone with any kind of Google Foos, on these levels anyway, it's going to be pretty easy to do. I'm at the back gate. Shut this down so I can talk to this guy. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.